Welcome to the first episode of Anger. This is a continuation of Game vs. Anime, if anyone watched that, which I don't think anyone did.
Josh Nito is like the only dude.
Yeah, and the other Roz Ninja guy. I don't know what happened with him. For anyone that's new to the show, I go ahead and introduce ourselves. My name is Mizara.
Robert Doodle.
Ninja. You don't count. Becca.
My name is that jerk.
Because he's an asshole. He has that copyrighted.
Yeah, my nuts copyrighted here.
Anyway, I'm going to first start off with some random news that's not video game or anything related. Because I just thought it was...
Moving right along.
I just thought it was quite hilarious.
What? Yeah, that's right. This is America.
Basically what the news is, police in Nebraska are looking for a man who stole cigarettes while disguising himself as a bear carton.
That's some bad wording. Because what he did was he just put a box over his head that way to hide his face. That's not a disguise. That's just hiding your face.
That's kind of like a disguise.
That's not a disguise. What are you disguising yourself as? A retard with a box in the head? I mean, seriously, if you're going to disguise yourself, you try to make like something else. Putting a box in the head is not becoming a box.
Merriam-Webster.com defines disguise as to change the customary dress or appearance. Or to obscure the existence or true state of character of. Ho ho.
That's what we call pwned.
I thought disguise.
Yet I have the Googles at my fingertips.
To furnish with a false appearance or an assumed identity.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he had a false appearance because he wasn't a guy that had a fucking beer carton for a face.
Anyway, this what this news is. A businessman and his girlfriend, whose bank accidentally handed them over $6.1 million into their bank account, fled, and now the police are looking for him.
No way.
Not their fault. That's the bank's fault.
Yeah, that bank can suck my fucking dick.
Like, who wouldn't take the money seriously?
Some faggot. That's who. Oh, the poor bank. Whatever will they do?
Well, in the economy right now, all the banks are poor.
I'll be right back, guys.
What the fuck?
Okay. I guess he'll be right back.
Alright, I'll see you later.
Turn out all the fucking lights and shut the shades. Maybe think we went away.
His mom was calling for dinner.
Anyway, I'll go straight on to E3. There was quite a bit of big news that was released at E3. One of the bigger news is, I don't know if Joe or anyone's heard about this, they announced Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, moving right along.
It's a
worst fucking game ever.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy has gone to crap ever since 7.
I think 10-2 ruined everything. 7.
Your mom. I thought you were gone. Go away.
Who? Mecha?
Yeah, Mecha's gone. It did kind of sound like Sean, though. It was funny.
Was it Mecha who left?
I think so.
I thought it was
Dude, I'm pretty sure it was Mecha.
Oh, okay.
Rape you? I'm kidding.
I mean, is Sean here? I mean, if Sean's here, then obviously it wasn't fucking Sean.
Well, he should go away too.
Final Fantasy 14 is going to be completely online, just like FF11 was.
Oh.
It's also going to be a complete failure.
Just like FF11.
Exactly.
It's all fail.
So let's talk about The Last Guardian, the only fucking good thing to come out of E3.
Yeah, that's my next one. That trailer looked fucking amazing, dude.
Except you know that fucking bird thing's gonna die.
Maybe.
It's totally gonna die, dude. Come on. The last two endings have not been the most fucking joyously happy fucking, you know, extravaganzas.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm kind of glad that they didn't go the route of, like, making another Shadow Colossus. I like that they're still trying to create something new.
Dude, honestly, I'd love for them to... They could release a new Colossus to fucking destroy every day for $10, and I'd probably pay for it. Actually, probably not. I'd wait for it to get fucking emulated, and I'd just hit that shit up on the computer. But, you know, theoretically, I'd pay for it.
What a douchebag.
I heard a Wii is coming out.
Oh, yeah, the Silent Hill game for the Wii. That's fucking about the stupidest fucking thing ever.
They're remaking... See, I was talking to Joe about this the other day. The reason why I like Silent Hill so much is because of the primitive PlayStation graphics. With the new updated graphics, you know, it's just not going to be the same scary as it was before.
It's on the Wii, man. It's not that updated, so. Yeah, but it looks terrible, man. Fucking, he's got a PDA and shit. What the fuck?
And probably a shitloads of advertisements, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Shop at Costco for all your anti, you know, hellion needs.
But seriously, I mean, were the games getting so bad, they're just like, you know what? What the fuck? We'll just remake. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
We didn't even notice.
How long
fuck
have you?
No, seriously, though, we thought you were Sean that left because you sounded like Sean.
Totally sounded like Sean, dude.
So we were, for the longest time, Sean randomly left.
It's what?
Okay, so, what are you guys talking about?
We're talking about the new Silent Hill 1 remake because they ran out of ideas, apparently.
We were talking about The Last Guardian, which is a lot cooler. I don't know how we got on that fucking fail topic.
The last what?
Guardian.
About Kingdom Hearts for the Wii, and then somehow it turned into Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah, Kingdom Hearts 65,000 divided by 4, square root of 1, whatever the fuck they...
The first one's stupid.
First two are alright. Other than that, they can suck my
it's
dick.
It's the fucking idea that's stupid.
Retarded.
Let's have, you know, one of the greatest of all FF characters, Gary Sephiroth, with, Goofy. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Don't get mad because Sephiroth got his little butt pounded by fucking Goofy and his big shield.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, man.
And it was fucking fierce, too. They had fucking didn't have a chance.
The Kingdom Hearts games were actually really good. They actually have a really good story to them.
That's not a failure idea. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
It's like the opposite of what normal people do. You know, normally they get a really good idea, and then they screw it all up. Instead, they come up with a really, really stupid idea, and then they really, really did a good job on everything else. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, to put it like that, I guess.
Heck, Disney's made some really evil characters in the past, and they'll be badass ones, too.
They also made those fucking cocksucker Siamese cats from Lady and the Tramp. I hated those fucking bastards. I would have totally set those cats on fire.
Still have nightmares over
them. Little dirtbag fuck. That's probably why I hate rich people, is because of those fucking cats.
I could see how cats correlate with rich people.
Those fucking cats, they're like rich little fucking arrogant pricks to set their little whiskers on fire.
I set mom's whiskers on fire.
Dear God, that didn't sound fucking very healthy.
Why not just ship them back to China? To be a delicacy.
Mr. Culturally Insensitive there. We're sorry to all the Chinese viewers. Oh wait, you guys don't get the internet because it's like fucking 400 BC in your country.
What? You get the internet. It's just kind of really cut to hell. Because
China internet is
government.
Best internet.
Chinternet?
Yes, Chinkernet. I mean, Chinternet.
Anyway, the other game, one of the other big games they announced was God of War 3.
Oh boy. Nice. More half-naked.
Another sequel? Oh my god. Who would have guessed they would come out with another sequel?
What, that's four games so far then?
If you include the PS.
I think so.
Yeah, if you include the
PS. The two for the PlayStation 2, one for the PSP, and one for whatever this new one is.
PS3.
It actually looks really fucking awesome. I like the God of War games. I don't know about you guys.
Nope. They're pretty fun and
get halfway through when it gets
It's like Dynasty Warriors, except with less clothing.
And no strategy.
No, they got that one strategy, you know, where you hit square repeatedly.
Square circle. Was it square four times and then triangle or some shit?
I don't know. It's square, square, triangle, man. Basically, exactly like Dynasty Warriors, because I think I spammed that attack in Dynasty Warriors, too.
Yeah, man. Pretty interesting. The Dynasty Warrior games are pretty fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, I might buy one.
Yeah, if you're a fag.
If you like to watch...
They're trying to make a fucking Trojan War Dynasty Warriors, and it makes me sick.
They made a Gundam one, too.
Yeah, that was fucking about as fun as pooping out fucking glass.
I don't think that's very fun.
No, you think it would be, but you know, you really get let down after the first grunt.
Anyway, the next thing is the Wii rip-offs, is what I call them. The Microsoft and Sony are coming out with the Wii lookalikes, basically.
Yeah, except they're a fucking all, you know, they have one-to-one out of the box, which is what the Wii said it was going to have.
Yeah,
they don't need a fucking $20 peripheral to get the one-to-one motion.
What do you think about the Xbox one where it's not like actually a controller, it's actually like a motion control?
I don't know. Once you can figure out how to fucking pause that bitch, I guess it'll be all right. That was the first thing that came to mind.
Like, I was talking about that today. Like, if you wanted to do, like, Call of Duty 4 or something, right? So you're going to do some FPS. How are you going to run?
I don't ever see that taken off for fucking really serious games.
It's not. It's going to be a freaking failure just like the Wii. Like, they can't come up with nothing good for the Wii now because they've done shot their wad.
I don't even think they shot their wad. I think they just took advantage of old fucking people.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Oh yeah. I find a real sequel to a fucking Mario game. That shows they're really running out of fucking ideas.
Yeah.
I realize that there's Mario 1 and 2 and shit. I'm not a fucking idiot, but you know what I mean? Like, Mario Galaxy kind of sucked.
You liked it until I ruined it for you.
I mean, it was alright, yeah, until that point, I guess.
What point?
Where you had to play through the game twice just to fucking dress up as somebody with different colored overalls. It's about the most retarded thing I've ever fucking heard of. And, I mean, the worlds just weren't as fucking well-designed as they were in fucking 64. I mean, there's worlds that were rehashes of the other ones, just with different fucking colors on them.
Oh, really? That's gay. I actually play that.
The honeybee level is one I remember specifically, because it was just like, it was the same level, except, you know, fucking different colors. Not obvious, guys.
Seemed alright, but
I played and beat it. I thought it was
at least they were all different levels, though. It wasn't the same level, it just little things changed here and there.
Yeah, man, it's like Mortal Kombat, except, you know, worse, because it's levels and not characters.
Oh, I get where you're going with that one.
Yeah, it's just template.
What?
No, TJ, you're fucking kind of a dick.
I don't even know what just happened.
I thought Mario Galaxy was a good game, personally.
It wasn't bad, but I mean, it wasn't as good as 64. I mean, you can see the downward fucking spiral that's fucking slowly careening into.
Well, it's a lot better than Sunshine.
I never played Sunshine, but I heard it sucked. I also heard it was good, though, on the platforming sections, so I don't know who to believe.
Well, the whole...
It's got its ups and downs.
It's another one of those, hey, they got a good idea, or a bad idea. Let's make a really good game out of it.
Yeah, washing shit.
Hey, let's give a water count, a big super soaker to Mario. Yeah, all right, let's do it.
What they should have done was just...
Hey, work real hard to make it good.
They should have just made it a Luigi game.
Yeah, because he gets all the fag games.
No joke.
I mean, because he's already got experience with flood technology from that doctor in the Luigi Mansion thing.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Maybe if you'd play more games, you'd know what I was talking about.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, snaps. He says, you play no games.
I said you played more games.
He says, you play no games, fool.
Hold on, I'm about to call Jamal about this.
Says you best game up, son. You don't know about his game.
Oh no, I want to play that Assassin's Creed 2, though.
Oh yeah, because the fucking first one is such a well-designed fucking game.
It's like GTA without any gun.
The game is so awesome, you do the exact same thing 40 fucking times in a row and no one fucking notices. Mr. Altair, I can give you information, but you need to run around the city and collect these arbitrarily placed flags for some fucking stupid bullshit reason. I hope you avoid the beggars that only attack you and the fucking crazy lepers that only attack you. That was the part that pissed me off the most about that game, is that the fucking beggars and the lepers that only fuck with you.
It wouldn't mess with anybody else. I didn't even bother to play the game.
You didn't miss anything, dude. Everyone likes that game until about like 4 or 5 hours in.
That's what I was told, and I was like, well, I'll just get it until it's like, when it's cheap. I was like, well, I'll spend like $10 or something on the game.
That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, well, it never came to that.
It's not necessarily, Assassin's Creed's not necessarily a bad game. It's a good concept, but badly put together.
Yes, terribly, because you can't even fucking swim, and that's just lazy fucking design right there. His standard walking animation clips his fucking robes into his legs, for Christ's sake. I mean, you think that would have been fucking at least glanced over.
Well, it's basically a virtual world within a virtual world, isn't it? It's
basically a waste of virtual time.
And it seemed like a messed up version of Tenchu to me.
Is what?
Messed up version of Tenchu, that old-ass ninja game.
Yeah, no, it was definitely like Tenchu's fucking retarded step cousin that they beat severely and fucking in utero.
First Tenchu was badass, dude.
I liked the second one, too. They made any. I didn't play them. Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, the one for the Wii is fucking so godforsakenly horrible. I couldn't even make it past the fucking tutorial level.
They made one for the Wii?
Yeah, it's fucking bad. You can't even run.
It's so bad you never even heard of it. That's how
there's,
bad it
is. Yeah, there's no running. I shit you not, dude.
Well, you just point and click like a shooter?
No, he just walks. Like, he doesn't run. I mean, unless I'm really stupid and couldn't figure out the run button, but I don't think I'm that dumb yet.
I've seen some real idiots out there.
Yeah. Living in this country, that happens.
I mean, like, there was this one game. It had some kind of a squad-based thing. It was called The Thing, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Someone didn't know how to reload or change ammunition for their squad.
I wanted to get that game.
Review.
I only wanted to download it because, I mean, fuck buying games that suck, you know?
Yes, all games should be free.
That's what I said.
It'll never happen.
No.
Until
it's happening.
Dies out and aliens scavenge our corpses.
Have you noticed most of the free games are actually the better ones?
Yes. It's not always the case, though.
Like, most of, like, the new independent games tend to be a lot better than, like, the new high-budget games.
Oh, the new high-budget games suck fucking balls.
That's because everybody's putting all their budgeting into stupid graphics and crap, while the people who are doing free games, they've created a game, and they're just trying to put it out there. They don't really care about the graphics or something or other.
The creative
part's already been done. That's where the big companies are lacking, is creativity.
The companies are probably, all their developers, a few exceptions here and there, are probably just a whole bunch of random dice rolls that just happen to work together to make something, yeah, whatever.
I think high development cost is like one of the main problems of the industry.
Because then they just want to make money instead of actually trying to create new ideas.
Oh, it's because it's too risky to fucking create a new idea.
What?
It's too risky to create a new idea. I mean, come on, look at Okami. It's fucking that closed down Clover, for Christ's sake.
And that's like one of the best games ever made.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man.
It's sad, though, because a lot of the really good games don't get their credit, like Okami. Another good one is Bloody Roar 3.
Dude, everyone hates that game. I think that game actually does suck.
Dude, that game doesn't suck.
That game sucks so much.
But I like the game, but
I think for some reason we just got in this weird fucking group hypnosis where we all said it was good.
Actually, if you look at it.
It was really sad. You guys played the fag. It was like...
You guys are just mad because I fucked you up all the time.
TJ
couldn't use no bullshit like in DBZ and fucking make his character some fucking fagtastic.
Yeah, there was no strategy involved, so therefore you guys beat me. But no, that game sucked, dude. And not only that, you and Terry, I think, picked the fag guy. Death by sexiness.
That was Sean, actually.
Oh, was it
Sean? Yeah, that was Sean. And Sean fucking took some names with that shit.
Yeah, because he's the only fag that would play a fag on a fag game.
What
the fuck, John?
I think fucking TJ got the business end of that death by sexiness one too many times.
Some people just walked right into it. I'd just stand there getting ready to press the button combination.
Well, it's because people are so fucking terrified of that shit.
When I swayed in midair and did it in midair, that was fucking awesome. I don't know how the hell I did that, though.
Don't sweat the details, man.
Anyway, there's also a new Zelda game that's been announced.
Oh, yeah, the fucking bullshit with the trains. He can suck my dick.
What?
What?
Was it Phantom Train Crossing bullshit?
No, that was for the DS. There's actually one coming out for the Wii. It isn't.
Oh, yeah, that'll suck, too. Alright, moving on. Any other good fucking E3 news?
They also announced a new Metroid that's being made by Team Ninja, the same people.
Oh, you mean Devil May Sin?
You were waiting all night for that one.
Yeah.
Written down.
Yeah, they're definitely ass-fucking one of my favorite franchises.
Dude, I liked the Metroid game for the Wii. I really did.
Wait,
I thought it was a
Corruption?
Yeah.
You're smoking rocks.
It was just a good game to play. It wasn't really in-depth.
Did you play Prime?
But, huh?
Did you play Prime?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's why. Dude, the first one, the first Metroid Prime was awesome, the second one was slightly less awesome, and the third one was just a fucking clusterfuck.
They made a third one?
Yeah, Corruption.
It's Corruption.
Why?
I thought it was good just to play it. I didn't think it was all, you know, I didn't think it was a really great game. Like, oh man, it's you gotta get it, you gotta get it. But I'm just saying it's a good game to play through.
Yeah, I mean, I cleared it through. I collected all the stupid bullshit for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd do that, but I guess you're just...
I don't know either, man.
I don't know, I still know just because it's Metroid, but...
Yeah, it's not enough for us, though, man. We gotta be fucking more discerning customers, or else just gonna ask fuck us for our entire lives.
I'd say I'd buy it, I'd rent it, but as far as I'll go with that.
The new Metroid looked pretty awesome to me, though. I thought it looked pretty awesome. Metroid.
Yeah, I thought... Good.
Oh yeah, of course it looked awesome when you're doing backflips, fucking materializing through alternate universes to fucking kick off someone's face. I mean, that's not fucking Samus, dude. That's action adventure, man. Metroid's all about exploring shit, not fucking, you know, doing a fucking super leap and ultra combo off someone's chest.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, but some dumbass complained about too many puzzles in the first one.
Did they really?
Puzzles, though.
I hate it when people complain about games and then they try to change the game to something else. Like, they should just come up with a new concept.
There's a song that exists. I don't remember what it's called, but it has a line in it that makes sense that I think every company should just follow. You can't please everybody, so you gotta please yourself.
That could be taken out of context.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah. But it makes sense. That's what the company should do.
I took that advice once in a subway bathroom.
Good for you.
Needless to say, it turned out rather poorly. I'm not proud of the result. But I have no regrets.
They also talked about Meg for PS3, which is, I forgot to announce, like, it's a massive action game or something like that. It's a first person.
Another fourth game. I'm so
excited. Oh, yeah, the 256 player, this will never actually be released game.
I thought it was called Lag or something.
Yeah, might as well be.
If it's Lag, it'll.
Good luck even getting onto the fucking PSN fucking account with that.
It's a good idea about how well some people's computers are going to work on it, though, with all those people.
What's going on?
It's on PS3, though. It's not on computers.
What is?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess.
What are you guys talking about?
Mag?
It'd be alright then, since you need cable, internet, or some good ass connection to get on.
Mag?
Mag.
Lag. Mag. That's what John said, and it was kind of funny.
Okay.
That's all.
Way to ruin the joke, Mecca.
No, I'm Mecca.
Well, I had to disappear for a second, so I lost track of what you guys are talking about. When I left, it was still on the Metroid subject. Then suddenly you're talking about something else, and I have no idea what.
Great.
Moving on. What's the next topic?
The Metal Gear games, actually, is another one they announced. Two of them.
Yeah. Oh, joy.
Metal Gear?
Yeah.
Haven't they given up
by now? No. No, man. There's always time for nanomachines.
Rock the big shit.
There's a Metal Gear Rising, which is Raiden. He's the star of it now.
I wonder if it's actually going to be Jack, though.
So, how many wigs is he going to have?
What the fuck was that?
What? I guarantee that dude's still going to be talking about feeling. Fucking Metal of Combat, dude.
Was the the emo.
They really, really did not need to have that level where he's running around naked.
Oh, man, that shit was hot.
Got up twice for that.
I just kept doing somersaults, like, for about an hour and a half.
What's that say about you?
That I fucking love that man ass. Don't get mad.
Just jealous.
The other one they released is for the PSP. I think it's a sequel to Metal Gear Portable Ops.
Yeah, but no one cares about portable systems. Maybe I'm saying that just because the last portable system I owned was a fucking original Game Boy.
Well, you're excited, right? But at first, the PSP was crazy because you could get a whole bunch of homebrew stuff on it. But they kept trying to kill it. Eventually, people gave up with it.
Hey, wasn't there a bunch of homebrew stuff on the DS too?
Not really.
Oh.
There is some, but it wasn't.
The PSP is a lot easier to change around DS was.
So they can both fucking fuck off.
I think the DSi will be a bit more modifiable though, once they crack it.
Don't ever get one. Because the batteries run down like way faster than the picture that
get what?
DSi.
Oh, the DSi. You need to fix your mic, dude.
You're so quiet, DJ.
Hello?
We can barely hear you.
There
you
go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the DSi sucks.
Good for you.
That's all I wanted to hear, man.
Anyone else got any interesting news? Oh, yeah, the PSP Go was announced.
Demon's Souls, pretty fucking sweet
PSP
game.
PSP Go?
PSP Go.
PSP can fucking go on.
Basically, what it is they're trying to rip off the iPhone, I think, or iTouch, whatever. I don't know.
One of those.
They're going to put a touchscreen on a...
No, it doesn't have a touchscreen or anything now. It's just really small and compact, and it doesn't use the UMDs anymore. It's all going to be downloadable content now.
Oh, okay, so it's the crap.
Yeah, and like all the fucking accessories for the PSP don't fit with it anymore either. It's pretty sweet.
Wow. And they're selling it for $249.99.
That's higher than the fucking iPhone with the contract.
I think Sony needs a crowbar to the head.
Yeah, shit's about stupid. Yeah, E3 pretty much sucks, except for Last Guardian. That's my final word on it.
What was the other game you were talking about you said real quick?
What? Oh, Demon's Souls? That shit's fucking sweet.
What was that about?
It's not at E3. It was just fucking sweet fucking game. You just chop the shit out of stuff, and it's kind of like a third-person action-adventure RPG. It's like Diablo meets, you know, Dynasty Warriors, except that's not a really good way to describe something that's actually good. You have to import it, though. I mean, it'll be released later by Atlas, of course, because they like to ruin everything they touch. Speaking of which, I was playing that Persona game 3, and Jesus Christ, that game is fucking horrible.
Why do you think that?
It's just, man, it's like a Japanese,
which one
it's like a Japanese friend simulator, man. It made me feel like such a loser. I was like, man, I should be joining student council, not just pretending to in fucking video games.
Which are you playing, the original one or the remake one?
FES.
Send it to me if you don't want it. I've been looking for that one.
Actually, I got the. It's a burned copy. That's how I roll.
Oh, okay. I'll just do that then.
I got to the final fucking boss, even though I hated the game, right? And fucking one of my characters is charmed and totally full healed her, and I just turned the game off as like, I'm never touching this game again.
Well, that's your fault for not making defense.
What? That's the game's fault for being fucking totally broken. Fuck that game.
No, you just failed.
Well, obviously. I mean, I didn't win, but there's, you know, you can fail due to a non-game breaking thing, too. That's always possible. Like in Demon's Souls, like, you can just... The camera fucking just kind of fucks you over and you run off cliffs sometimes, and it sucks, but it's not really your fault.
Sure it is.
I don't know, man.
You can't control the camera.
No, you can't control the camera.
then why the hell would they make the game?
Oh,
can't
it's a good
the
game.
Game. Good job for suggesting a craptastic game.
It's just, it's got some pretty big, just got some pretty big flaws in it. Like, it's got delayed inputs. Like, say if you're rolling and you press, like, right on the D-pad to switch weapons, like, it'll still switch the weapon after you're done rolling. And you think that's good until you start spamming buttons when you're, like, freaked out, you know, and you attack more than one time than you meant to and stuff. And, man, it can get pretty intense.
That's fun.
It's a good game, though, man. I've been playing the shit out of it.
So. Japan and Arnold Schwarzenegger is a very strange combination. Did you know that?
What the
fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just try to give him squinty eyes.
Alright, I'll go on to movies then that I've recently seen that we haven't really got a chance to touch base on. The first one I want...
Terminator.
What?
Terminator.
Sucks is the end of that sentence.
I've not seen the new Terminator movie. Have you seen the new Terminator movie?
I don't even need to see that. I can probably tell that one.
2 hours of explosion.
I just hate Terminator. I can see why you maybe not really like. How do you hate Terminator? It's still got decent action and it's still decent enough to watch. I don't see how anybody can hate Terminator.
I don't know, man.
Exactly. See? Awkward silence. Dumbasses.
I guess I just don't want to really argue the merits of the Terminator franchise in the past, you know?
What, it's all right. I mean, I haven't seen a problem, really, that really stands out with Terminator movies. They're pretty decent movies.
Or is this one off or fucked up version of Terminator they released? What the
fuck? Or is that show or whatever?
Oh, Sarah.
Faggotry. Yeah, I don't even... Yeah, let's not discuss that. The movies are what I would like to discuss. And those are pretty decent.
Probably the guy they had playing John Connor. I don't know if a lot of people liked him.
That'd be who's that? Kristen Bell.
Oh, yeah, that one fuck Batman dude. Fucking Mr. Raspy voice.
He was in Equilibrium, though, and that movie kicked ass, dude.
Yeah, it was good.
He didn't talk that much in that movie.
They should totally put him and Dude from the Matrix in the same movie, man.
Which Dude from the Matrix?
You know, fucking main dude. Neo, whatever. I can't remember fucker's name.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, that guy.
How could you forget that name, jeez?
I don't know. Probably because he's the most uninteresting actor I've ever fucking witnessed.
What?
Probably because he's the most uninteresting actor I've ever witnessed.
That'd be one really stiff movie.
Yeah, it would.
I'm kind of curious on how Matrix would be if they were to just pick a random actor like Ben Stein to play the role instead.
No, what they should have fucking done is got Samuel L. Jackson for fucking Neo's role, because that shit would have been fucking hectic.
Tired of these dicks that he's playing?
What you talking about on the Chosen One? See, that would have been a lot fucking cooler. Because he would have been just fucking judo chopping the shit out of people's necks, and he would have been like, man, this guy's such a fag.
Did you know Will Smith turned down that movie?
He probably would have sucked too, so I'm kind of glad that happened.
Yeah.
Another movie too about we're talking about suckiness is to the what?
Please say the Dragon Ball
yes.
movie. Are you gonna talk?
Yes, Dragon Ball Evolution.
Why are we bringing this up again?
Don't talk.
I'm so tired of talking about it. When it comes out, then we'll talk.
It is out, dude.
It is out.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. Actually, it's out, and it sucks.
I think.
Is it in movie theaters?
Yes.
Because I didn't see it.
Not anymore. I think it was in theaters for about a week and a half, and then they realize they're making a terrible mistake.
Oh, they even made space. About it.
What?
Piece of shit, that's what.
Piccolo's like the wrong color, for Christ's sake, dude.
Yes.
He's
not like
green.
White. He's like a white purple shit or something, man.
He's like a vampire or something.
The acting is really bad, too. I don't know.
That doesn't really surprise me.
The Goku talks about like trying to get chicks and shit. It's like totally out of character.
There was no good fight scenes in that either, except maybe that one where he didn't.
And
fight.
See, this is Dragon Ball we're talking about. That is the only good thing about Dragon Ball was the fight scenes. Well, actually, now in retrospect, I take that back. Never mind. I don't think there's anything good about that series.
Well, in Dragon Ball, there was that part where Bulma accidentally flashed Roshi.
Dragon Ball was cool. Dragon Ball Z failure.
He had its moments. I mean, after all, there was
one moment out of the entire arc. All right, it's like 50 some odd episodes of bull, and it gets to episode 51, and then, all right, actually some action.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Dragon Ball Z.
Talking about 10 episodes.
Full lame, and then you could put the entire thing of Dragon Ball Z down to like 12 episodes.
Well, yeah, all you gotta do is just have him fucking, like, grunting real crazy for about 4 or 5 minutes and then just, like, making spirit balls and just fucking cutting out the bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I have this attack that can kill the enemy in one hit. I should probably go through fucking all this bullshit before I actually use it.
No, they gotta think about all their past, all their anger.
All their, what's that one thing? Oh, yeah, pride. Jesus Christ.
That was mainly a Vegeta thing.
Well, Vegeta's just a dick.
He's a failure, just like the show.
Anyway, on to the next movie that really sucked, X-Men Origins.
Oh, yeah, where they made Deadpool like a fucking... Sean, I can't believe you didn't even realize that was Deadpool. That's so funny.
No, Matt told me it was Deadpool, and I'm like, no, that wasn't him. And I looked up the casting, and I was like, oh, fuck.
It wasn't Deadpool.
I think you know what's sad is it got a really high rating.
Oh, yeah, because fucking people that go to those fucking kinds of movies are generally pretty fucking stupid.
Well, they never read it. Like, the entire
It does not take much to impress an American movie audience, man.
No, apparently not.
It had good action.
Case in point. That's exactly what I mean, guys.
Well, it definitely wasn't Deadpool. It was like more like Baraka Pool, man.
Yeah, it was definitely Baraka. Because he has to be edgy, because that's what the kids like nowadays.
I'm with Sean, though. I didn't think it was that bad of a movie. It's the last 10 minutes where they fucked up Deadpool is where it came really bad.
Yeah, because he's like the coolest fucking comic book hero ever.
And they made Wolverine emo a little bit, too. That was kind of fucked.
Well, that's because that's hip with the kids.
Everyone has to be emo nowadays.
Yeah, they dig that fucking wrist-slitting stuff.
I'm surprised there's not a game where you go around and just bludgeon emo people.
Are you kidding? That's like popular. It should be a game where you just fucking cut yourself and sit in your room and fucking read fucking Twilight.
I didn't think Twilight was that bad of a movie either.
Shut the fuck up. I'm never going to speak to you fucking again. What a fag.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I'm not yeah, it's pretty fucking bad when a fucking vampire fucking turns into a sparkly little prick instead of fucking melting in the sunlight. Jesus fucking Christ. I didn't think Twilight was a bad movie. Get the fuck out of here.
It wasn't a bad movie, really.
Man, did you start going back to middle school or something, man? What the fuck?
I mean, it's for the better. I mean, I think everyone needs to go back to school. It's a bunch of idiots we got today.
I don't think it'll help.
I don't know about going back to middle school, man. That could cause some trouble for people like us.
Anyway, now the last movie I want to talk about is a movie I saw recently. I got dragged to it with Star Trek.
Oh, I bet that sucked balls, too. Kirk equals Shatner, man. Fucking end of story.
Yeah, they got a horrible guy to play Kirk. The rest of the cast wasn't too bad, actually, but Kirk was a horrible casting.
Well, it's because he was younger. That makes it okay. Like, I've actually heard that in defense. Like, oh, it's a prequel, so they had to use a younger actor. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
They kind of have to, you know.
I don't care.
The original cast is either really, really old or dying.
Well, hey, guess what? Then no more fucking Star Trek prequels.
It should have just made it anime. It would have been better.
Oh, God. Another animated one.
Anime Star Trek would be pretty intense.
There was already an animation of it. There was an old animated TV series of Star Trek.
Well, I'm sure that failed. I never heard of it.
I'm glad I missed that fucking horrible fucking fiasco of a fucking series.
That was like a long time ago, though. So it was actually probably pretty good. I don't know. It was back when shows were actually kind
of
good.
Now we got fucking bullshit fucking goddamn some of the cartoons on TV now, man. Jesus Christ.
Like what?
I don't even know the names of them. I just see them every now and again. I'm just like, goddamn.
Describe it.
I don't know. Fucking kids fucking doing stupid bullshit.
Joe, if you think about it, our cartoons weren't much better. We had Captain Planet and fucking He-Man.
He-Man is the fucking shit. You better fucking... What's with you, man? You're saying Twilight's good. You're saying He-Man sucks.
Both
you been taking your fag pills today, man? What the fuck?
I watched He-Man too, but there's like shitloads of gay references in that show, dude.
Well, yeah, you got dudes walking around in loincloths, and they look hot. I mean, what the fuck are you gonna do, man? I still don't get how that fucking, like, that dude did not have a good disguise. I mean, he actually took off clothes for his disguise. Fucking blows my mind that, man, is everyone in that fucking whole, like, nation world thing was about the stupidest fucking person.
The last thing I want to talk about is the fact that David Carradine, I don't know if you guys know who he is.
So the dude fucking hung himself by his nuts. Jesus Christ, let him fucking go.
Well, apparently they think a hooker might have done it to him.
Well, fuck, that's what you pay him for.
I don't think you're quite paid for that.
Well, I mean, sometimes shit gets out of control, man.
I failed autoerotic.
I mean, you wanna put up the coin, man?
Did you guys hang up on me or something?
What?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, we hung up on you.
Anyway, that's all I have. You guys have anything you guys want to talk about?
No.
I'm good.
Mom.
What?
About Matt's mom.
We're going to talk about Matt's mom. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
All right. I guess that's it. I don't really
get
nothing.
I think it's fun to break up a fight between pirates and ninjas with a chainsaw.
That's cool.
Anyway.
Okay, I'll go ahead and...
That's one of the fun things you can do in Saints Row 2.
Sounds great.
Saints Row. Thought that was just about heavy G's.
That's like
fucking gangsters rolling in fucking ducats.
It's like,
well, in the second one, you can play the role of cops at one of the events that pops up every now and then. Racing pirates versus ninjas.
You can play the role as cops. I was like, that's a difficult thing to pronounce, dude.
And then you can break up the fight with a chainsaw if you should have one. It's not fun to do. They scream as you slice into them with the chainsaw.
Playing an organ.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and end the show. This is Manzar, and peace out.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Whatever. Nick.
What the hell is that?